They said, Dr. Minhas, I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Larry Flint, LARRY, middle initial A, FLINT, junior. Date of birth 04/27/1957. Date of appointment 9/11/2023. Requesting physician. Bettina Cortens, FNP, BETINA, COURTENS. Dear Bettina Cortens, I have the pleasure of seeing Larry Flint today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 66-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who has a diagnosis of Parkinson's disease for the last 7 years. He is having tremors of the hand and the lips. He is taking carbidopa, levodopa, extended release 25/100, 4 times daily. Also taking ropinirole 1 milligram daily. Seen by the neurologist before, one in New York and one in Florida. As per the patient, medication not helping. One neurologist suggests to smoke marijuana. He was on Rytary, R-Y-T-A-R-Y. It was helping, but it cost him $1,400 per month. He has difficulty walking. Roommate helps him to rest. Hard time sleeping, difficulty starting to walk, fell down couple of times, balance is off, fell backward, memory is okay, cannot eat well. Past medical history, Parkinson's disease. Past surgical history, right knee surgery, allergy to blueberry, medications, amantadine 100 milligram daily, carbidopa, levodopa, extended release 25/100, 1 PO 4 times daily, clonazepam 2 milligram daily, zolpidem 10 milligram daily, citalopram, ropinirole 1 milligram daily. Social history, we smoke half pack of cigarette per day, drink 6 to 8 cans of beer every day, uses THC gummies. He's widowed, lives with the ex-wife, have 6 children. Family history, mother deceased with cancer of the lung, father with bone cancer, 1 sister. One brother. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that is having headache, vertigo, lightheadedness, confusion, memory loss, numbness, tingling, trouble walking, depression, anxiety, joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain, physical examination. Blood pressure 120/80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present. Next supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no pronator drift, rigidity present, resting tremor of the upper extremities present, and tremors of the lips present. Motor system examination is 10-5-4-5, deep tender reflexes, upper extremity 2 over 4, lower extremity 1 over 4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed decreased pinprick and vibratory sensation in the feet, gait shuffling. Assessment and plan, 66-year-old right-handed Caucasian man, whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number 1, Parkinson's disease. Number 2, peripheral neuropathy. Number 3, gait ataxia. Number 4, anxiety. Number 5, depression. Next paragraph. At this time, I will continue the carbidopa-levodopa extended release 25/100, 1 PO4 time daily, and ropinirole 1 mg PO daily. I would like to add entacapone 200 mg 1 PO4 time daily with the carbidopa-levodopa. Patient is on clonazepam 2 mg daily and zolpidem 10 mg daily. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.